This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
We are 3 days away from the start of the NFL draft, which is a perfect time to head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline, where we're joined by Aditi Kinkabwala, who knows the AFC North as well as anyone. She's with CBS Sports and joins us now. And Aditi, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So let's start in Pittsburgh. Are you buying that Mason Rudolph is going to be their quarterback when the dust settles?
No, not really. But I don't really know. I suspect... I'm not even saying anything, right? Here we go. It just gets so sort of, you ever like sort of watch the chance for a train wreck? And I'm not one of those people who slows down when there's an accident. I don't like seeing wrecks. I don't like seeing accidents. I don't like seeing huge disasters. And I just sort of feel like, there are not a lot of great options here, and my intel is not suggesting that any of these options are really great. And I keep waiting. There's one option that I would be into, but I'm not getting any intel that they're into that.
Which is Aaron Rodgers?
No, take Jalen Milroe.
Oh.
Just take him at 21.
Bust pick. Yep. He's it, but you know what? He's boom or bust.
Yeah.
Right? And there's really like, sometimes you just got to roll the dice. You have completely mismanaged, if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, you have completely mismanaged the quarterback position going back to the last 3, 4, 5 years even of Ben Roethlisberger's tenure. Okay? You're just in this bad position right now. So really, you got to take a quarterback every year until you hit on one. And this is a guy I had... a long, long, long time offensive coordinator in the league tell me that he thinks that we've heard a lot of comparisons to Lamar Jackson in terms of athleticism, dynamic ability. He thinks that this guy moves as well as anybody has since Lamar Jackson, that there's not another comparison. And he wasn't saying he's the same as Lamar, but this is as close as you can get to that. He's obviously not a very polished thrower, but I've had several people compare him to Jalen Hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Compare him to Jalen yes. Hurts to me. And I think if you're a smart offensive staff, you don't ask him to do too much. You play well around him. And again, this is a guy that can buy so much time with his feet. Maybe doesn't need to be as accurate of a thrower of the ball because his receivers can get open. I don't know. Go take a chance on him. He's going to be in Green Bay. So
right.
I love how like all the draft nicks are saying the young man has a third round grade. Well, then why would the league invite him to Green Bay? And why would he and his people agree to go to Green Bay?
Yeah, no, he's not going to have to wait.
My saying that here, by the way, there is nobody that I've talked to close to the Steelers. I am not getting any indication that the Steelers like that idea.
Well, where do you think, like Aaron Rodgers, you know, he couldn't, you know, he couldn't sit on the sidelines too long without you know, spewing his truths, I guess, or his version.
Play for
of
10 million, Jason.
To Pat 10 McAfee.
Ms. Yeah. Talking about your money. Do you call them M's? Do you call your wife and say, "Hey, we hit six M's this week. My new contract."
I don't have any M's.
Never had
Aditi, I don't have any M's.
I've had are M&M's, and I try not to eat those too much anymore.
Peanut solid.
But like, do you think that ship has sailed? I mean, obviously, we've seen, you know, Coach Tomlin and, you know, Rooney talk about him, but like, where do you think that one sits?
You know, I've been very consistent in saying this. I'm on the radio every week here in Pittsburgh, and I had the opportunity to have several games with Aaron Rodgers last year. And, you know, those production meetings really are so valuable and really so special in some ways, because you're in such a small setting. It's not the scrum. There's a level of trust that the players, the coaches are trying to help us do our best job of representing their team in the game broadcast. So we trust them to tell us the truth as they can. They trust us not to run away with things that we're not supposed to be saying. And I really enjoyed him in those meetings. But I'll tell you that for the last however long this has been going on, this dalliance with Pittsburgh, I've been saying in Pittsburgh, number one, I don't think that Aaron Rodgers has any appetite for OTAs. Mm-hmm. I do not at all get the sense that he has the same patience for younger teammates or less mature teammates who have not yet figured out everything it takes to be a professional. When he first got to New Jersey, before he hurt himself, he was all in on kind of helping that team grow. And we heard Saleh say over and over just how he was infusing a different professionalism in the building, the patience that he had for guys. And then you go back to the end of last season, and I can't tell you everything that was said, but we had a conversation about Garrett Wilson. And Garrett Wilson, to me, is a really, really, really good young pro. Mm-hmm. The wide receiver position is a interesting position in and of itself. He certainly can grow. Garrett and I have had very interesting conversations about trying to produce and be useful in ways even when the ball isn't being delivered to you. And that goes back to the year before when Rodgers was hurt. I was sort of stunned.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And yeah, I'll just say it. I was sort of stunned that Rodgers was not necessarily as thrilled with Wilson or had things mm-hmm. to kind of nitpick about Wilson. And that to me is, you know, the older we get, the less patience we have. And that's everybody. Cam Hayward, in fact, of the Steelers kind of a month ago was asked by Rodgers. He's like, you either want to be with us or you don't. You know, like that's just the nature of the game here. And so I actually went on the radio last week before the day before Rodgers was on McAfee. And I said that from every conversation that I myself have had with Aaron Rodgers, my own read of where he is mentally and what he wants to put into this, and the conversations I've had with multiple executives who have been a part of his courtship, my feeling is that he does not want to join a team that he doesn't think is on the cusp of a Super Bowl. The Vikings were such a appealing idea because you have such great professionals in Justin Jefferson. You have the least diva-like superstar. you've got a great defense, you've got all the pieces, you don't have to do an outsized part of the team building and the leading and all of that. And I just don't think that Aaron Rodgers is there. So the whole Steelers thing to me was very interesting, because I don't think the Steelers need a massive influx of leadership on offense. It's something that's plagued them for years. We heard Najee Harris talk about it recently. We heard former player Willie Colon talk about it recently. If you want Aaron Rodgers, then you want all of Aaron Rodgers. You should be saying to him, we need you in here. We need you for OTAs. We need you to teach George Pickens how to be a grown-up. And where Mike Tomlin won't hold George Pickens accountable, you go hold him accountable. But when you guys were listening to Aaron Rodgers, does that sound like a man in a hurry to make a decision? Does that sound like a man who wants to go hang out at OTAs and tell George Pickens it's important to show up on time?
No, it sounded like a man who wanted to put ayahuasca and all this other stuff in his body for a while. And not have to worry about anybody
in
any facility.
I mean, seriously, but let's think about this. You've made nearly or more than or whatever, roughly $400 million in your life. You have four MVPs. You've won a Super Bowl. You're 41 years old. You're sitting outside in Malibu. You have a brand new relationship that apparently is going well, and you're watching dolphins. You want to trade all of that to deal with George Pickens?
I don't know that I would, no.
No.
I mean, I don't know. So anyway, maybe that's a possibility, maybe not. There's a lot of smoke about Shedeur Sanders, mostly because Mike Tomlin loves nothing more than NFL bloodlines. Siblings of NFL players,
yes.
Sons of NFL players. I mean, we could run through name after name after name where he's drafting somebody's child or somebody's brother. I don't get the sense that people outside Mike Tomlin feel as strongly about Sanders as a fit, but there's also a lot of chatter. And Jason, I'm sure the people that you're talking to too, that Sanders could indeed be available at 21 when the Steelers are choosing.
Yeah. I mean, I've got a lot of people I talked to this weekend of the mind that Kellen Moore is politicking for Jackson Dart in New Orleans. So if that were to be the case, then these same people are also of the mind that if Shedeur Sanders is there at 21, that Mike Tomlin is saying, I think we need to do this.
Yeah. And I don't know that that's a 100% organizational decision. At least that's not what my reporting is, but hey, when has that ever, like, we all know that Mike Tomlin gets final say there. So, I will tell you that I have talked to multiple, again, coaches, not scouts, but offensive coaches who are high on Jackson Dart, that think that Jackson Dart has a fair amount of upside and that he's somebody that could come in and play. And in fact, about a month ago, I had a conversation with a coach who said, look, if the Steelers are looking for someone to play this year, then Jackson Dart is the guy that they should choose.
Aditi Kinkleball, you're the best. Thank you so much for your time. As always, we appreciate it.
Only a few more days of these shenanigans. Yes. Then it all comes out in the wash. Thank God.
Thanks so much for having me, guys.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
All righty.
Coming up next, we get back to baseball. We hit the hot corner. We recap a very special outing from Charlie Morton yesterday. And we preview the Nats so that they start a 3-game series with the Washington Nationals tomorrow. That's next here on The Fan.